You know, something's brought us together, and it's transformation. And I want to talk about that. Why? How? Who? So, Dave?
Oh, yeah, Marty, I cried out to God for years to deliver me from a cocaine addiction. And when he answered my prayer, he answered it through a program called Transformation Life Center. I always knew that God created me, but I never realized if he had the power to create me, he has the power to recreate who I am, the way I think, the way I feel, and the way I live. But I had to believe that before I could start living that out.
Yeah, you know, he tells us in the book of Job, in 36:26, he said, you know, I'll take away that stony heart and I'll give you a heart of flesh. We continuously have to believe and trust that we're created every day. But we have to remember who we're created in and for and by.
It's true. At Transformation Life Center, we encourage each man who comes to stay as long as he possibly can, because we realize it took years to establish the attitudes and the negative self-talk. And it just takes God time to transform us by the renewing of our mind. It's amazing as to what God has done, and he just gives you the desires of your heart.
That,
great.
That leads me to Bob's testimony. He thought it was going to take him 30 days. You know, what happened,
true.
Bob?
Well, first of all, I've been addicted to alcohol and abused alcohol for close to 35 years. I went through two rehabs, and it didn't do me a bit of good, and I knew I could not do this by myself, and it's got worse and worse. When I went into the office, the first day of getting there, I gave them the ultimatum of, you got to fix me in 30 days, I got to get back to work. I got a paycheck to make.
Yeah.
I lived a 40-hour paycheck in alcohol for 35 years.
So, in other words, you wanted something different than what you'd ever known of before. You wanted fixed, but you wanted to be fixed forever. And only Christ can do that. He don't want to spend 30 days with you. He wants to literally spend an eternity with you.
Absolutely. Jonathan, you're singing a new song. What's going on here?
Well, I have no choice because I have joy in my heart now. And I speak to those who have grown up in Christian families. I heard every story from Genesis to Revelation growing up, but I never made the 18-inch connection from head to heart. I didn't fully accept why I was created and what I was created for, and that was to glorify God. Many of the guys here saw me when I first came in, and I was pretty busted up and discouraged. But through the course of just getting right with God, and I focused on this one word that just rings in my mind every day is surrender, just giving it all to the Lord. Even in fear sometimes, not knowing how it's going to all work out, but just trusting Him, which is something I could never do, just finally saying, I'm just going to trust the Lord and see what happens. I got to tell you, it has been the most unbelievable experience. My thinking has changed. My heart has changed. My whole person has changed from head to toe.
It's incredible. Matt, you're writing these gorgeous songs. God has changed your life. I want to hear about it.
Well, I, too, was raised in a Christian home like Jonathan. But my parents were going to be missionaries to Peru, South America. And when I was 8 years old, my father passed away, and I didn't understand why God would take away my father from me if he was going to be working for him. And I became angry with God. I stuffed the emotion. Everybody in the church said, oh, you're going to be all right, Matt. You're going to be all right. But I wasn't all right. God came, and he's changed all that now, because I figured out the hard way by doing alcohol, by doing drugs, by getting involved in stuff I never should have been involved in. I realized that there's no answer in that. And so I surrendered to God. I mean, it's a choice I make every single day when I wake up. And there's times where it's really rough. But he's so faithful, he's so good, and there will never be any other way to live except for him.
Are you writing more songs?
I just write as God gives them to me. I believe it's just something that he's given to me. And I love God so much, and sometimes the emotions within me, I think the best way for me to